You are listening to the Fancy Free podcast, where my girlfriends and I tell our most embarrassing, funny stories so that we all feel less alone in our imperfection. I'm Joanne Jarrett, and today I have with me a new friend who I met in a podcaster's Facebook group. Her name is Lorena Tomasini, and she is the co-founder of MALM Life and Health Insurance Agency. Together with her mom, Lorena helps families and business owners with financial protection, all done digitally. So while her clients are in the comfort of their own home, they can take care of these important matters. She is also the host of the 12 Minute Talks podcast, where she discusses important information in a short period of time. Lorena, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Joanne. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this interview.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. So fill in the blanks. What did I miss about who you are and what you do?
A lot of what I do is educational because there's a lot of misconceptions and myths about insurance, especially pertaining to health insurance and life insurance, with everything that we hear in the media or our friends tell us one thing, and then reality is really something else. So I think a lot of times people just go on the myths instead of really sitting down with a professional to get information that's really tailored to them specifically.
You do that in an approachable way and an individualized way so that people feel like they can actually talk to you about what their specific needs are and what products might be right for them.
Of course, yeah. It's certainly not one size fits all, and we try to tailor their solutions to them specifically.
Wonderful. I think what I love so much about the idea of how you do it too is that people are most comfortable in their own homes, in their own environment. Not only does insurance touch on finances, but it touches on scary eventualities and things that people do not want to face. And if they can be in the comfort of their own home talking about those things with you, you've already gotten through a huge barrier in communicating effectively with your clients.
Definitely. I've been doing this for about 13 years. I started in college. And when I first started, you know, it was the traditional way of doing it, going face-to-face across a kitchen table with a family or a business owner. But we've been able to transition to do it digitally. So what we do is we actually do everything over the phone or through screen share. And it's the same thing as if I was there face-to-face with the person. The good thing about that is that I've had times where I've had to go visit somebody at their house and they forgot I was coming. So they quickly, you know, move things out of their table, or like I have to sit uncomfortably on a sofa with my laptop.
Yeah, and they're all frazzled because they don't feel like their house is presentable necessarily.
Exactly. So I tell people, you know, relax, make a cup of coffee, have some tea, whatever you want, and we'll go over this, you know, because it's true. It's things that people unfortunately don't like talking about, but it's things that people have to plan if they do happen, you know? So it's best to do it with an open mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you cover all aspects of insurance, health insurance, life insurance. Do you do disability?
Yeah, so we do life insurance. We do in life insurance final expense, which is to cover burial costs and things like that. And then anything in between there that could be to cover the mortgage, for retirement, for college planning. There's a lot of different strategies within life insurance that we can cover. And then with the health insurance, we do what people commonly refer to as Obamacare, which is really individual insurance. The IRS helps people pay for a part of their insurance based on their income and their family household. And there's a lot of benefits to these types of plans. And then we also do Medicare, which is for people 65 and older, and disability insurance, of course.
Wow. So those products are really different. It's like you have to be a financial planner and an attorney all rolled into one.
Almost. There's definitely a lot of certifications ongoing each year for each product. And then also every 2 years here in Florida, we have to do continuing education. So it's not just, I have my license, you have to stay on top of it. And which is good, because there's always new things that we can offer our clients to help
them.
Yeah,
things change.
Definitely.
Well, as you know, the point of this podcast is to take somebody who looks like they have their act together. And you definitely sound like you have your act together. And to remind the listeners that no matter what someone looks like, we all have our not so fancy moments. And then we can kind of laugh about them together and realize we aren't the only ones who have these embarrassing stories and just makes us all feel a little bit less alone in our imperfections. So what story do you have for our listeners today about your not so fancy moment?
So last year, I had decided as part of my marketing approach to reach out to more people in a group setting. And then after that, do everything that I do over the phone or the computer. But that initial interaction to be a group setting. So I had decided to go to retirement homes, active seniors retirement apartments, and to give a speech about final expense. So I meet the property manager and she's like, oh, that's great, because they're always looking for new activities. So the lady tells me, come by during lunch this date. So I'm like, okay, great. I ask her, hey, do you have a microphone? Because I talk kind of low. So if they don't have one, I would have brought one. But she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We have a microphone. Okay. So I get there. My mom happens to come with me that day to help out passing out flyers or the sign up forms. So I get there and it's the middle of lunch. They're eating lunch. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you needed the microphone. So she didn't have one.
So she didn't go get it for you. She just made you deal without?
Without. So then lesson learned, I should have brought my microphone and my little amp. So now I do.
Yeah.
But the funny part is that in the middle of my speech, these people are there eating, have to get their attention. And I go into my spiel about, you know, why you need to cover your final expenses is what we were talking about, since they were more seniors.
And explain real quick what final expenses are, because some people maybe have never thought about it.
Yeah, I always say we all know the date we were born, but we never know the date we're going to pass away. And unfortunately, if we're alive, it's part of life. We're all going to pass someday. And so final expenses is really to cover that, to cover burial expenses, cremation, unexpected medical bills that might happen, you know, at somebody's end of life. And so this is really to have that peace of mind that if something happens, your family doesn't have to go find $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to bury that person, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's so important. But it isn't something that people would automatically put into place because, I don't know, people just don't think about it. So it's a wonderful product.
Exactly.
But it does require some education and some explanation.
Exactly.
For sure.
So, you know, it saddens me every time I see a GoFundMe page because somebody passed away. To me, I'm like, that's great. They're doing something, but they would have put some money aside. You know, their family wouldn't have to go through that. To me, it's like the modern day passing around the hat at a church.
Yeah. And, you know, the family's already going through grief.
Exactly.
It's either whether it's expected or an unexpected loss, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It makes life kind of pause.
Right.
It throws in all kinds of chaos. And then to deal with a financial stressor on top of it, that's just really hard. So we can, as loving family members, try to at least alleviate some of that for our family by putting these final expense safeguards
mm-hmm.
in place.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what it's all about. So in the middle of me giving this speech there about, you know, why it's important to have final expense, this lady was like, do you guys mind coming back at another time when we're not in the middle of lunch, because I think one of her family members had recently passed. So she was, I guess, going through a lot emotionally. But I was like, oh my God, I didn't know where to go, what to do.
And was this one of the ladies in the audience or was this the lady that forgot the microphone?
One of the ladies in the audience.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Lorena, that must have been so uncomfortable and awkward. How do you carry yourself in a professional way from that moment forward? I just have no clue what I would have done. What did you do?
I just, you know, I tried to shorten my speech to like another 2 minutes and I'm like, oh, I understand what you're going through, but you know, there's other people here that might need this information. So let me just quickly finish the presentation. I acknowledged what she was feeling. And then literally like 2-3 minutes, I was done because my heart was like pounding. I was like,
you just wrapped it up.
This is good. And, you know, I passed out my business cards, got information from people that were interested. I did the best that I could with what I had. Yeah. Lesson learned, lunch meetings with seniors, not a good idea.
No. Number one, you need a microphone. Number two, it is hard to get people's attention while they're eating.
Really,
if they're eating with people they know, then they want to chat.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like, you know, like in the middle of school lunch or something, you know?
Yeah. Like, everybody up here, excuse me, right. Give me your attention. Like, it's hard.
Right. And it's not like we're talking about, you know, raffles for the lottery or something like that, you know.
Yes. These are heavy topics, but you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Everybody's going to be together. They'll all be sitting right in the same place. And
yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. What an awful situation. That's just so awkward and uncomfortable. And bless you for your, you just are very polished and poised, and you have a very calming effect, mm-hmm. your voice and everything. So I bet most of the time when you do these talks, it goes very well.
Yeah, for the most part. That's really the only time I've had something horrible like that happen to me. But usually it's good. People leave with like, wow, I didn't even know that, or thank you for clarifying that.
I had no idea I could put something into place that would exactly. alleviate this concern. Also, on a more personal note, I love my mom. And so I am so glad your mom was there with you.
It definitely made it easier.
And please tell me you were in the same car so you could deprogram on the way home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were. Whenever we're together and something happens, we always talk about it after. And then we're like, okay, yeah, that was funny, and let's not do that again.
Yeah. Let's laugh about it. Let's figure out how to never exactly. let it happen again. I just think it's so neat yeah. that you work with your mom too. So tell me a little bit more about that. So did she start the business and then you came in on it, or did you start it together, or did you start it and bring her in? How did that go?
Sure, Joanne. So my mom has actually been selling life and health since 1980, and I was born in 86. So before I was born. And
wow.
she's a pro, right?
She's a pro. Yeah.
And definitely have gotten some valuable lessons from her about properly running this business. I started working with my mom when I was in college, actually. She needed an appointment setter. So I'm like, yeah, sure. I had experience. I actually used to sell phones over the phone at a call center. So So I had experience selling over the phone. Yeah, so she needed an appointment setter over the summer. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do appointments for you. How hard can that be? And then one day I just decided to go with her to see, you know, more in detail what my mom did. And I liked it because I'm like, well, she gets to help people take care of these things, and she makes a good living out of that. At the time, I was studying business administration. My major was in finance. It was during the market crash, you know, and at the time, I thought, I wanted to be like a stockbroker. I don't know why I had that idea. I don't even talk very loud.
Well, you definitely need a microphone in there.
Definitely. So like whenever you see people in the stock market, you know, they're like yelling over each other and all this stuff. I don't know what I was thinking. So I started doing that. And then I got my license and I started working. I thought it would be like a part-time thing, you know, while I was going to school. But I really enjoyed it. I really liked helping people. And, you know, I've had to pass out death claims. I've had a few clients pass away. And I've seen the impact that life insurance has, you know, on a family. You know, I had a lady who passed away 2 months after buying a policy from me.
And you're kidding. Oh, yeah. That gives me chills. Oh, thank goodness she bought that from you. Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what if this would have been one of those people who are like, oh, that sounds great, but let me think about it, you know, and she hadn't done anything. Like, wow.
And then you were able to hand over that benefit to her loved ones.
Yeah, you know, definitely. So, yeah, so that's, I've been doing that for 13 years, and we started our company in 2011. And actually, the name MALM is our initials combined.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's so great.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I would love to. My mom and I always talk about doing like an antique store or a bed and breakfast, but it'll probably never happen. But we love spending time together, and we always kind of help each other out on whatever we have going on.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see how that would be a really neat dynamic.
It's very cool. And I feel very blessed and lucky to be able to work with my mom together, and that we actually get along. Because some people don't even work together.
Yeah, the fact that you still love each other, this is amazing. Oh, that's awesome. Well, it is now time to talk about advice. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
A very good piece of advice that I've gotten is to decide what really matters for your day and just focus on what small but massive steps you can take to achieve them. Yeah, I feel like sometimes we get bombarded with so many things that we have to do. We have to-do lists for our to-do lists, you know. Uh-huh. And just really focusing on like one or two key things that will really make progress, whether that's just, you know, following up on a client or putting out something on Facebook, whatever it might be, but something that you put out or you follow up on. I can't take credit for this advice. This was actually courtesy of a friend, Morgan Field. She's an intuitive life coach, a TEDx speaker, and an award-winning author.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, I will link to Morgan Field in the show notes. So you are saying that no matter how overwhelming your day seems to you, if you can choose the one or two key things that you would like to choose out of all of those to-dos that would make your day feel successful and accomplished, to tease out that information and focus on those things, and then let everything else kind of come what may, and at the end of the day, you'll definitely have had a more successful day than if you just try to put out fires all day.
You got it. Yeah, that seems perfect. Yeah,
awesome. Mm-hmm. That's such good advice. It sounds simple, but we don't do it, do we? We have to make ourselves do that.
Exactly. Yeah, really, really focus on what really matters for the day.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's such a good way to start your day. I think if we would intentionally sit down at the beginning of the day and say, what are my one or two things?
Right.
And what are the things that I need to do in order to feel like that's been accomplished by the end of the day, and just start there. It's really great, really great advice. Yep. What is one surprising thing about you that no one would know by just looking?
Okay. You know, it's funny that you mentioned I'm very like laid back, I guess. Yesterday I was told I was a laid back insurance agent, which I took that as a compliment. I'm like, thank you.
That's a huge compliment. That's you know, great. Because you're like, well, some people have it
right.
All.
So I guess something people don't see when they just look at me, I've played in different bands as I play the piano or the keyboard.
Oh, really?
So yeah, so I've played in different cover bands. I played in one that was for Lou Reed.
Oh, wow.
Which I had never heard of who the guy was. And I'm like, sure, I'll join your band, you know, for like this special event.
And it's a big name.
It is. I found out afterwards. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, afterwards. That's good. So you weren't all nervous.
No, like, you know, like during rehearsals.
After you got the job, but before you did it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just said yes. I'm like, sure. How hard can it be, you know? And yeah, so I did that. And I've played in pop bands. I've also played at my church. I played for about 10 years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So people are always like amazed by that because they're like, oh my God, like you're not nervous or this and that. I'm like, no, I practice, so it's not that hard, you know, but I think it's key practicing, you know, like anything in life.
Yes, getting up in front of people. It's definitely, I think some people look at that and they think you either have that skill or you don't.
Right.
But it's definitely something that can be practiced and it can be honed and it can be improved upon and you can gain that skill over time for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Totally.
So you're a rock star and that's why you're comfortable in front of people. I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah.
And obviously the other thing is you don't put that out there first and foremost. Like you mentioned that as an afterthought. I have a feeling that I would have a hard time not mentioning that every chance I got.
Like, oh, by the way.
Yeah. That's great. Well, that this one time when I was on stage with Lou Reed, don't worry about it. It was just really cool. that's great. Oh, Lorena, well, it's been so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on, Joanne. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And quickly, before I let you go, tell our listeners where they can find you.
Awesome. So my website is www.malmins.com. And they can find me on Instagram and Facebook, MALMINS22. And on LinkedIn, they can just search for my name, Lorena Tomasini.
Excellent. All right. That is awesome. And I will link to all of those things in the show notes too. So if you just scroll down until you get to the show notes, or if you're on an Apple phone, you pick episode webpage, then it'll take you to all the different links and you will easily be able to find Lorena's information. Thank you for joining us on the Fancy Free podcast today. Wasn't Lorena so much fun? And doesn't she just seem like a great person to get insurance from? I don't know. She just explains things so well and she just has a really peaceful way about her. Make sure you come back next week when I will be interviewing Anna Bright, who has a crazy honeymoon story. Oh my gosh, you guys aren't even going to believe it. If you are liking the podcast, please click subscribe next to the show artwork so that new episodes will pop into your feed each week. If you have a story to tell, please email me at notfancy@fancyfreepodcast.com. Believe me, we can make it work. If you feel like you're nervous to be on the microphone or you just don't even really know if your story is worth telling, let's just have a chat and we'll see. If you'd like to be in conversation with me and other Fancy Free listeners, please request to join the Fancy Free Facebook group where we talk about a different question of the week each week that is specific to different embarrassing things in our lives and is a lot of fun. The question of the week this week is, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you at work? And I have two embarrassing stories just from the last 2 weeks, and I'm helping my husband out a little bit, and that has been interesting. So I'd love to tell you all about that in the Facebook group. Follow the Fancy Free Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Really looking to build up more followers and to follow you guys back. That would be so much fun. Also, I'd love it if you'd tell a friend about the podcast. And I have one more thing to tell you about. We are going to have a compilation episode with some of the guests that we've had thus far in season one, and it is going to be a bad first date episode. And Lorena has two stories for that episode, and we have many more. So that will be coming out at the beginning of the year. So just be on the lookout for that fun thing. Have a wonderful week. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. And until then, remember, no one is as fancy as they look.